Welcome. This is Ephesus Baptist Church. It's God's house, and He's provided it for us to come and to worship and to praise Him. And I ask you this morning, are you glad you are part of the family of God?
Amen.
Amen. How do we explain the meaning of Christmas in just a few words? I think it would be difficult for us to do right off the cuff, not having time to prepare an answer like I have had. But I think the best way I know is to read our text this morning. And part of our text was part of the scripture during the lighting of the second Advent candle. It's a verse that you don't normally think of as being the text for a Christmas message, but I want you to pay attention as I talk about what Christmas means and use John 3:16 through 18 as a text. And I invite you to follow along as I read that from John chapter 3, verses 16 through 18. For God so loved the world, He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send His Son in the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through Him. Whoever believes in Him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of God's one and only Son. May God add His blessing to the reading, hearing, and studying of His Word. No one can correctly doubt what God has done. No one can outdo what God has done. No one can give a greater gift than God has already given. And this morning, for briefly a few minutes, I want us to consider what Christmas should mean to each and every one of us here today. Christmas means a lot of things to a lot of different people. To some, it is a time of decorating the tree and the house and the outside of the house and the shrubs and putting lights around the door frames. To some, it's a time of shopping and buying gifts and spending and ordering online and thinking about all the people that they will gift that year. To some, it is a time of partying and socializing, going to different events, going to people's houses that have invited them for a Christmas party, and to sharing in the food and all the activities. To some, it's a time of traveling to loved ones and friends, homes, and it's a time also for some who like to entertain and invite people to come to their homes. Yet I think we all know that not one nor the total of these activities define what Christmas really means. What message should Christmas convey to every one of us? Well, listen and decide if you agree with this explanation of what Christmas means. First, Christmas is a time of remembering. During Christmas, we remember the great love that God has for us. The fact that He sent His Son to be born to a virgin named Mary, and to walk this earth as human, and to suffer and know the pains and the grind of daily life, to be just like us except be without sin. He was willing to offer His Son as a sacrifice to pay the debt that we owed for our sins. God allowed Jesus' death in order that that we could have the opportunity to accept His Savior and spend eternity with God. Christmas is a time to remember. It's a time to remember the uniqueness of Jesus' life, of his teachings, of his miracles, of his prophecies, of his death, and of his resurrection. So often, as I said during our Lord's Supper observance, that we get caught up and think of Christmas only as a tiny baby in a manger with some shepherds standing around and angels overhead singing and Christmas trees and presents. But it's a time to remember. A time to remember those humble yet great people who were surrounding the Christmas story. Remember Zechariah and Elizabeth, the parents of John the Baptist. And remember Joseph and Mary and the shepherds and the angels and all those who were involved with that beautiful, beautiful story. Second, Christmas is a time of loving. People do make a special effort at Christmas to be a little kinder, a little more considerate, and a little more generous than during the year. These are people, whether they are believers or not. We see people at the store who are given to the Salvation Army as they go in. Those who will donate to the needy, the Toys for Tots. Those who will go Christmas caroling who don't even come to church on a regular basis. They become involved in such things. Christmas is a time for reaching out to others with love and concern. Let us never forget, as our text said, that God so loved the world. In all of our preaching and teaching and evangelizing, we must always remember that the motivation for everything Christmas means is the love for sinners. That's the motivation for Christmas. That's why God sent his Son. That's why we have a spiritual Christmas, because of God's love. God really cares about us, and we should care about others as he cares. We should love as he loves. Third, Christmas is a time of giving. God so loved the world, he gave. Love cannot look with indifference on the hungry, the sick, and the lonely and hurting people in this world. Love must give. God gave all he could give. He gave his only Son, the greatest gift of all, sacrificed his child. It was given freely. He wasn't forced to do it. It was given lovingly, not begrudgingly. He gave it because he loved us, and he gave it graciously to all of us. And we didn't deserve it. Undeserving sinners, God loved us. Christ shared our human nature so that we might receive his divine stature. Day by day, those who receive Jesus as Savior are being transformed into his image until they become the perfected children of God, washed in the blood of the Lamb. Fourth, Christmas is a time for forgiving. God is willing to forgive us. He is willing to show mercy to the sinful, lost, and dying world. Do we practice forgiving? Do we possess God's living spirit, or is there a spirit within us of judgment in which we judge others and look down upon them? Is there someone we need to forgive today? Fifth, Christmas is a time of rescuing. Think of all the people God rescued by giving his Son, by having his Son born and to die. He rescued us by his love and his mercy, and he saved us from perishing. Without Jesus, we are without life. Without him, we are separated from God. Without Jesus, we cannot be with our Creator forever. But God desires for us to inherit eternal life. Think how simple he made it for us to have the opportunity to be with him for eternity. He realized that the Mosaic law was so complex, and man had made it so complex that we could never abide by it. We could never keep all the laws. So because he loved us, and out of his mercy and his grace, he made it simple for us. He wants us to be with him. We are all descendants of a dying world, and because of Jesus, we have the opportunity to live. Sixth, Christmas is a time of changing. The Christ as Christmas changes us. He makes us a new creature. He gives us new goals in life. He gives us new hope. He gives us new direction, new ideas. He changes us for the better. And seventh, Christmas is a time of rejoicing. It's a time to rejoice in God's unmerited grace. It's a time to rejoice in the forgiveness that God shows us. And it's a time to rejoice in the new life with a new mission that we can have once we accept Jesus as our Savior. And as I was going over these notes last night, I thought about the fact that Christmas should be our goal every day. That is living within the meaning of Christmas, loving people, forgiving them, rescuing them, changing ourselves, rejoicing. This should be an everyday situation with us. So I've shared with you this morning the thoughts that I had regarding the meaning of Christmas, and I want to know, what does the coming of Christ mean in your life? Have you received him as Lord and Savior? If not, what a wonderful time to do that today, to accept the invitation that God extends to us to say, Jesus, I want you in my life as Lord and Savior. Please. We invite you to come forward and make that commitment as we sing our hymn of invitation, hymn number 326.